540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court for a new trial or an acquittal following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed a request last week claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this month as the case continues through post-trial motions. Milwaukee County supervisors are holding an emergency meeting today after discovering the county's employee health insurance contract expired a month ago. The deal with United Healthcare covers more than 3,000 county workers and retirees. Officials say employees are still insured, but that the county has little legal protection until a new deal is approved. The lapse went unnoticed until last week. A 5-year renewal could be voted on today. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Hundreds of cyclists took to Milwaukee streets Saturday to honor Alex Preddy, the Minneapolis rider killed by federal agents last month. The Unity Ride started at City Hall and ended in River West, where Preddy once raced in local cycling events. A group called Critical Mass MKE hosted the ride as part of a worldwide show of solidarity, with similar tributes held across the globe. Milwaukee's top violence prevention official is stepping down. Mayor Cavalier Johnson announced Friday that Adam Procell will resign because his past murder conviction makes him ineligible to serve as a department director. Procell was released from prison in 2018 and has since worked to reduce violence and help others re-enter society. The mayor blames a technicality but is thanking Procell, saying crime has dropped 20% under his leadership. Beaver Dam could soon have a second data center in the works. A Minnesota company, Oppidan, is proposing a 90,000-square-foot facility near Highway 151. The idea comes just after Meta announced its billion-dollar campus now being built in the city. The Common Council will take up the new proposal at a meeting today. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we wouldn't be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 25 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 12 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 21 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at WAUKradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.